Blog Talk Radio. friends. Amen. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you once again. Listen, it's always a blessing for us to get into a place where we commune with God. It's always a blessing, amen, but we would begin to move as one into the things of God, into the Spirit of God, amen. Especially our partners and listeners, not God about it, that is listening to us. We're about Blog Talk. Listen, I want many of you begin to join in with us through our Zoom calls, Zoom meeting, amen. I love my God Almighty. I might not see some of you, my God, might have the cameras off, but that's fine. But I truly believe that, amen, once you begin to engage, my God Almighty, with individuals and begin to engage, amen, it's good to just try to see somebody, amen. It's good to see that, be able to do that. So we just want to thank God once again, especially our listeners and partners, amen, that is tuning in with us, well, international, and as always, a blessing to do so, my God Almighty, and I just thank God. Listen, I have a word for you all, amen, as we're going to get into it, the service broadcast, however you want to put it, it don't matter, amen, but I truly believe that it's going to be many questions, it's going to be a blessing to many of you, amen, because many of you have been questioning, amen, in the spirit realm, and I truly believe that God already heard you, and he want to answer, amen, but at the end of the day, I want to do this, and we're going to float this in the air as we preliminaries out the way, amen. I want to float this right here up in the air. At the end of the day, if you want it, God, my God, if you want something from God, you have to do it his way, amen. So let's float that up in the air. We're going to come back and grab that in the later in the broadcast, amen, because at the end of the day, the thing that God's got is special for you. You have to understand, amen, that it's the way of God. It's not awesome. It's something that God has been about. Husband, me, he don't change his structure for nobody, amen. That's something right there that many of you, you could go ahead and give God a shout of praise, amen. Because it's not about what anybody says, it's not about the things that anybody may believe about you, but it's about, my God, what God says about you, amen. And it's about what God says, what it is. I tell anybody, amen, as long as you walk upright, as long as you walk before the Lord, it doesn't matter who disapprove your life. All that matters, God approves it. Come on, somebody. Amen. And if I walk in the order, in the will of God, and walk into the things of God, you best believe, my God Almighty, I'm going to live my blessed life. What about our families and friends internationally? It's a blessing internationally all over the United Kingdom. Amen. We thank God for you all. Nigeria, what's up, brothers and sisters? Y'all holler at your boy. Amen. We thank God for you all for tuning in. Amen. I know many of you asking about, hey, we want that one process. Get going. This is a season. Amen. We're going to be praying. This is a season that where we want to engage into our world personally, amen? Not to give out so much, but we want to begin to take in because we want God to order ourselves and we want ourselves to be ordered with a clear mind, amen? That way we'll begin to reap everything that God asks for us and we won't be in a place of stagnated and being wavery, amen? But I truly believe that it's a season that we're going into that God is going to take us in. By the fact, we already in, amen, but we're going to have to work that season with the correct information, with the correct truth, with the correct information that God has for us, amen. I truly believe it, amen. I'm ready to get going, ready to get blasting. If you're on Blog Talk, please just go ahead and switch on over to Zoom, amen. We found out many of our meeting, go ahead and put it in, join with us, you know, have it, have it, turn it off, however you want to do it, amen. But I truly believe that at the end of the day, my God, listen, if you obey some instructions, amen, that, my God, and I'm talking about things that are going to conflict with your daily life. I'm not talking about none of that stuff. But I'm talking about biblical operating, biblical principles, biblical things, amen. However you want to do it, you begin to put it in place. You're going to begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord is going to work and operate in your life, amen. I truly believe it is that. Well, yeah, Mother Helen, come and holler at your boy. Give up some of that, my God, that good old Southern welcome. Y'all know how she do it. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so gentlemen.
And it's good to see you. Y'all better believe Mother be fit and ready. And then y'all play with it if you want to. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna miss a beat or skip a beat. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Like I said, you're always. Amen. God is good and I believe. God is ready. Ready to walk into you. Amen. I'm ready to walk into manifestation. The question is, amen, how are you gonna get that? Into manifestation. Y'all about to holler at somebody and say, girl, you about to get on this thing because after dropping, whatever, hey man, at the end of the day, amen, from expectation and to graduate to where? Manifestation. And we need to be ready to graduate into manifestation because me already showed it. Manifestation, amen. And when I see manifestation, I'm talking about fullness, amen. Listen, my God, somebody about to get in this prayer right quick because I feel like how you want to put it, amen. And just go ahead and glorify my Lord and Savior, amen. Because I got a word that's just bubbling up inside of me and just really wants to help me to really come into a place, amen. My God Almighty, listen, let me go ahead and deal with the Block Talk individuals, amen. Listen, if you're on Block Talk right now, you want to log into Zoom, that way you don't have no interference in different things that begin to happen with that broadcast, because I'm going to get ready to come completely, I'm going to come off that broadcast right now, amen, and we're going to deal with our Zoom. Listen, the Zoom meeting ID for you to begin to join in is 387-459-1037. Please go ahead and click into that Zoom ID. Once again, that is 387-459-1037. Amen. You click into that, amen. You click into that ID. That meeting ID is going to let you into our Zoom. I'm finna get ready to go on there. It's already having some technical difficulties that is starting with Block Talk, amen. So I want to be, I want you to be able to join in with us through Zoom. I see some of you is having trouble. Please try again, amen. Just get in Zoom. All you have to do, put in the media ID, join the media ID, join in, and we're gonna let you in, amen. So you can begin to celebrate. Hey, listen. My God Almighty, I just want to bless God for each and every one of you, and especially everyone that participate and join in. Listen, my God, I feel like jumping right in because I feel like, my God, teaching, my God, and helping someone to come into maximizing their true potential. I'm in a place right now that if an individual is not ready to maximize their true potential, amen, I really cannot help you, amen, because now, my God Almighty, what will happen, you'll begin to train my delivery or you'll train somebody else's delivery how to be half, amen, and how to be, my God, to a place where they are average, amen. If you're not ready to maximize the full potential, not only in your life, but also in your spiritual walk, amen, you best believe at the end of the day, you might as well just get off the bus, amen. I truly believe that God is searching for a remnant of people that is ready to maximize their full potential within who? Within him, that is going to show what? Manifestation into the natural. Amen. So other words, what somebody see, they see the maximized potential or the maximized manifestation that is going on in the spirit realm, but the evidence of it, my God, is in where? The natural realm. So the evidence of me maximizing the full potential that God has for me is where? In the natural realm. Listen, let me pray. not going to be on long today. My God, I feel this thing. Father, we thank you. We bless you as we begin to assemble ourselves together and just begin to feast and celebrate and praise you on your word and the things that you have for us. God, I thank you for the things that you begin to establish and pour into us. This to help us to maximize our full potential. Therefore, after today, individuals are going to look at the press of their situation in a different way. They're going to look at the trials that they go through in a different way. They're going to look at the stagnation that they don't go through in a different way. Because in order to maximize the full potential in our lives, we have to go through a maximized press. Amen. Pounds and pounds and weight of weight. God, I thank you that at the end of the day, my God Almighty, that you are, come on somebody, is all in control. Y'all better believe it, because it is so and it will be so. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, listen, let's go ahead and pull this up, and I want to get into real quick, my God Almighty, Galatians. I want to get into Galatians real quick, and I want to help somebody to come into a place, amen, to where you're going to understand that at the end of the day, we have to do it God's way. But the best way to maximize or get to the place of maximizing the full potential, other words, manifestation, where? Here, right now, right here, the earth. I'm not talking about spiritual. I can feel spiritual wealth too, but at the end of the day, until I transition, let me get real with you all, amen, until I transition into my glorified body, amen, that's just great spiritual wealth, amen, because at the end of the day, I cannot go to the bank, amen, and try to cash in my anointing and tell the bank this is my $1 million deposit, and when I need to make a withdrawal from the account, make a withdrawal after the account that is called Holy Saved and Anointed account, amen, because I felt the welfare of the righteous in the spirit, so I need to go ahead and pull my resources, my God Almighty, out of the spirit. So now I pull my resource out of the spirit. I could go to Publix and buy me some chicken. I could go to, y'all hear me, my God Almighty. I could go other places, amen, to go ahead and buy me some light bread. I could go to the electric place and go, why? Because I don't shout it so much so I feel the wealth. I can feel the expectation. Y'all help your boy here right now, amen. I can feel the expectation. So I'm finna go, my God, back to the bank, and I say I can feel the expectation that I got a couple of dollars supernaturally going to come in my account. So I'm finna sit here and wait, amen. So now they don't call the security on you because they think you for cuckoo for Cocoa Pops, amen, that you belong on the cereal box commercial other than, my God Almighty, inside of their bank, amen. But you still, watch this, I feel the wealth, I feel the wealth, I feel the wealth. Yes, you may feel the wealth, but at the end of the day, where is the evidence?
Right.
Y'all quiet this morning. Where is the evidence of the wealth? Amen. So, other words, maximizing into manifestation. I can feel it all day, but it doesn't become viable until it manifests where? Here on earth. Y'all better talk to me. So now I need to pull something out of the kingdom where we don't call supernatural, and I need to bring it into the manifestation of the natural. Amen. And once I bring it into the manifestation, I begin to walk into the maximizing of the full potential, of the full blessing, of the full harvest that God has for who? God has for me. God has for you. God has for you. God has for all of us. Holler at your boy. Now watch this, my God Almighty, in kingdom. Help me out, first lady. You got colds and everything. My goodness, God. Maximize the security on that phone. But help me out here. Amen. The Bible declares, watch this, Galatian. I want to help you right quick. Galatian, the sixth chapter, beginning at the seventh verse. We're going to end it at the ninth. God began to share with me, my God, on yesterday. Matter of fact, yes, a little bit all throughout the week, amen. He said, look, son, This is the problem. Many of them, I want them blessed. I want them to walk into the blessing, the manifestation, but they still not doing it my way. Amen. And my way, watch this, is what Scripture declares. Amen. You cannot, watch this. God says, he said, look, you cannot speak blessing on something that is not in the operation of me. Amen. How can I begin to bless that? Amen. So, other words, we ain't finna get into church hype. Amen. We ain't finna get into church hype. None of this, because you could be hyped all day, but where is the manifestation? Y'all know Pastor don't share this so many times. Amen. I could shout all day, but I still come back home to the same situation. So the manifestation from where I don't shout it from, and now once I got to the house, is still where? The same. I just have a feeling that things going to change. But I need to bring that feeling into manifestation to where it's no longer a feeling, it's the reality that things are going to change. So maximizing the full potential and the full blessing, it has a lot to do with who? Holler at me, and you, you, and me, all of us, me. So it have a lot to do with us, amen? And it have a lot to do with you as an individual, is you're going to maximize it from the super and bring it over here to the natural, amen? Is there anybody this morning, my God, just wave your hands to the camera and wave, you just don't care and just put it a little bit slow, and y'all just holler at me by doing this and say, oh yeah, this ain't win the winning show, but just say, oh yeah. But you got to maximize the fullness that God has for you, amen? I'm tired of just having a feeling. I'm ready to have manifestation. My feeling is what, watch this, my feeling should take me into the preparation, what's going to get ready to manifest. Right. My God, the Bible declares in the book of Noah, well, Noah said it's going to rain. He got the instructions from God. Then he got the, I don't know when it's going to happen. God ain't tell me it's going to happen. Right. What day is going to happen, what month is going to happen. He said, all he told me, it's going to rain. I can feel it all in my spirit. I'm building, watch this, because I have the expectation it's going to rain. I'm operating instructions because I have the expectation it's going to rain. But it's not manifest yet, watch this, until it's complete. Ugh. So many of us manifest incomplete products, and we are not seeing the benefits God is trying to do in our life. Amen. Is there anybody there with me this morning? We are manifest incomplete wealth. We are manifesting incomplete health. We are manifesting incomplete mind and keeping your mind, keeping your peace, keeping your joy. We are manifesting incomplete productivity. So now our incomplete productivity is not enough to sustain us, because what we need to sustain us is the full completeness. My health is good. Full completeness. My finances is turned around. Full completely. I got peace in the middle of this. Full completeness of joy. Y'all hear me this morning. Full completeness. And the Bible says, help me out, verse 8. I think we're back on again, but that's all right. So in Galatians, watch this, the 6th and 7th verse. Y'all already know this. All right? Amen. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also return. Amen. Or reap. Amen. We know that. Amen. Look at 9. It says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruptness. Amen. In other words, it's a partial manifestation. It's not something that is going to sustain you, but it's going to be something that is going to eventually, amen, be a burden to you. Yeah. If I'm going too fast, just do like this here. Come, y'all know how y'all tell me, calm the music down. But it's not something to hold you or keep you. Y'all hear me? Because why? Watch this. It says, but he that soweth in the spirit shall reap of the spirit. And it says what? Reap life. This is the piece right here. Everlasting. Other words, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add us what? No sorrow. No
sorrow. That's what it does. Now watch number nine. I'm about done. Amen. Number nine. And let us not be weary in well doing. Let us not be weary in where? Well doing. Let's work this scripture from the bottom to the top. We're going to start it up from the top to the bottom. Y'all know how that song goes. Help me out, Brother Ron. From the bottom, we're going to start from the bottom. Amen. Amen. To the top, to the bottom, or the bottom to the top. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing. Other words, well-doing. Let's speak for well-doing perspective. Well-doing perspective has something to do with the relationship.
Right.
Your relationship with God. Amen. You got your relationship with God right here. Now, in the midst of the relationship with God, it determines how much you trust him. Y'all hear me? Because many people have a relationship with God, but they don't trust him to the fullest extent. And some people trust him, but they are in the learning or really trusting God. Because they get we get so used to, we all been there, I've been there, amen,
right,
to where I'm so used to trying to figure it out, doing it on my own, and all this kind of stuff. So it takes a process, my God, where I put my hands on, I take my hands off, I put my hands on, I take my hands off, then I take it all about, do the hokey pokey and turn it. But, so we put our hands on, we do all this stuff here, we turn it all around, and all this, just come back to the place to where I still don't have, I don't have no control. I don't know what else to do. Amen. So that's the stage that some people are in. Amen. But guess what? That's a good stage. Because you ain't not in a place to where you don't completely trust God. You in a place to where you are getting your mind renewed from a place to where you just have to have it all and do it all to a place to where I just need to let go and let God because I cannot do it on my own. Then we go into the area to where we completely trust God. Now, once you come into this area, the Bible declares in the ninth verse, why in the world you have to be weary? Why in the world you have to worry? You don't have to worry because I'm not hoping, watch this, I'm not hoping on expectation. I'm waiting on expectation to manifest my manifestation. Is anybody with me? Amen. I'm not in a position is going to hope it's going to happen. I have expectation it might happen. I know it's God. I come from a place, my God, let me sidetrack and talk to somebody. I'm talking about coming from a place to where I'm not hoping. I know it's going to happen. Why? Number one, it's already proven. It's already instructed. God already said it. I'm not worrying about somebody to prophesy to me about my promises, what God has for me, what's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Why? When I take a look back on my life and walk with God, not walking into somebody, what they call not right, ain't right, your perspective, my perspective, your perspective, I'm holy, you holy, I'm not holy, you sin, I ain't sin, if I sin, if I corrupted, I'm talking about what God said.
Come on, somebody.
Get my offense, throw it over here. I'm talking about what God said. Amen. So what he said, it comes from a place I'm not worried. Because why? Watch this. I got a relationship. And also, watch this. I trust him. I trust him. Listen. Everybody know, y'all was praying for my father, Mr. Willie Stiggers. Y'all already know. We was praying for him and everything like this here. So the moment things begin to happen, I would always go up into, and this is why many people are like, man, you always stay calm. Apostle, you could stay calm. All sorts of stuff. First of all, I go up and just hear from God. Where are we going with this? Where is that? Where is happening? Amen. Where is happening? And God began to give me what? First thing he gave Noah, what? Instructions. He gave Noah instruction into a hostile environment. What is the hostile environment? The world of the planet or the tribe or the culture that was around there was a hostile environment. So God gave Noah instruction not in a peaceful environment. He gave Noah instruction in a hostile environment. Amen. And he did not bring, my God, a word. Oh my God, in a hostile environment to bring order, he brought a word, or God brought instruction in a hostile environment to bring salvation. Y'all hear me? My God, it was a difference if he brought order amen, but he was bringing into salvation. He was bringing a hostile environment into a place of salvation. It's going to rain. Y'all better repent. Come on inside. Y'all stop acting like this. Everybody want to come. You want to come. Y'all want to come. But guess what? The hostile environment didn't want to listen to the instructions, because what the instructor was given was something out of the norm. Is y'all hear me? Amen. It's out of the normal, so they didn't want to receive. So first thing first, God gave instructions. Gave me instruction. Once he said, ba-ba this, ba-ba that, ba-ba this, ba-ba that. Once God said that, guess what I begin to do? I trust on his word with no wavering. Oh, y'all hear me? I trust on his word with no wavering. Amen. I trust on his word with no wavering. So when God said, now this is what we're going to do now, we just going to go through the emotions.
Right.
That's all we're going to do now. We're going to go through the motions. The process got to complete itself. But even going through the emotions, watch this. At least some point, it get a little difficult. Are y'all with me? It gets some point, it can get a little discouraging. It gets some point, it can get a little aggravating. It can get a little like, oh, no, did I hear God or did I miss him? But the Bible declares, watch this, God says, remind me of my what? My word. So now I go back in the midst of this disappointment because I have an expectation for what God says to manifest. And I'm not talking about manifesting spiritually, because it's already manifest spiritually, but the supernatural need to come in and manifest completely. Amen. So Jesus did a principle like that, and he was all his walk. Go and give yourself to the Father. Go and do this. Go and do this. So the manifestation happened spiritually first, then it happened naturally. Is anybody there? It happened naturally. So I don't got no business to worry. You don't have no business to worry when you're living right, you're operating right, you're doing it in the principle. You don't have no business to worry once you got the instruction for the head chief. When I tell you, when God said it, let me remind somebody what God said, and God said to you about your family, that God said things is going to change. You're not going to be in that situation no more. You're not going to come from that environment no more. They might as well take a picture of you, because you are not going to look the same, be the same. At the end of the day, you got to understand your environment has a right to go ahead and try to pull you back. They got a right to say you're acting bougie. They got a right to say you're acting different. They got a right to say you're being stuck up. Because why? When anything that makes a transition from a place where it used to be normal to the other, it begins to bring discomfort, because now they got to adjust their life to govern.
First of all, I need to charge you on this. Help me out. Do we got a long winded or something? I don't even want to go out. Amen. Help me out here. We got that long wind here, long.
But when your environment changes, or when you change, your environment begins to change around you. And your environment, watch this, if they are not tuned into God, they don't know how to embrace or appreciate the new you. So now you begin to not try and begin to watch your actions, where you don't need to watch you. They need to watch, my God Almighty, the old stuff that they bring around you, because it's no longer the old you. It's the new you. You don't entertain what you used to entertain. You don't do what you used to do, because why? I don't want nothing to mess up my fullness of manifestation that God is doing in who life? My life. Somebody say your life. Point to yourself. Point to yourself. Amen. And just say my life. Amen. As first lady began to put this charge in, now I'm just doing a little church etiquette right quick to get the congregation out there. My God Almighty. Just get you all for a minute, but it's all right. It's your life. So the Bible declares, whatever man soweth, a man reap it. This is what God shared with me. This is what God shared with me. God said, son, look. You're praying for everyone to begin to get ready to receive and get ready for increase. You're praying for increase for individuals begin to walk into in their life. You're praying for all that for them. He said, but son, you got to understand, in order to receive from me and I get released, amen, they have to do it my way. He said, son, look, he said, many of them are not doing it my way. Many of them are not operating my way because the category you asking for to release in, and I'm ready to release, I've been ready to release, but they do not operate into the full potential. They'll begin to operate, then they begin to stop. They'll begin to do things, then they begin to call it quit. It's the consistency, amen, that I'm looking at individual life. The same way they have to trust me, it's the same way I have to trust them, amen. If I don't trust them, amen, how do they expect for me to operate in the fullness of the manifestation in their life? Whatever they soweth, I shall give to whatever measure that they begin to give to me. They begin to ask for more from me, but they are not giving me that deposit of that measure of what they asking for, but they begin to want more from me. Y'all hear me? But how is that possible if they give me the two cups of water, amen? One halfway full and one full. Amen. I like this, my God, this vibe thing. So they begin to ask more from me, but they are not giving me what they are asking, amen? It's no different to where they go to the bank and they ask for a deposit or they ask for a withdrawal from the bank, amen? And all they have is $100, but yet they want to withdraw $100,000 from the bank. And they begin to ask for the withdrawal, and they begin to give the bank the withdrawal slip and say, hey, I want $100,000. But the bank say, you don't have enough in your account to cover this right here. Y'all hear me? You don't have enough in your account to cover this right here. This is where some of us at. Y'all see me? Amen. I want to get this right here. My God, we got a glass and cup, and we just put a little bit. Oh, I'm messing up here. Y'all know how I do. Amen. This is where some of us begin to give God, amen. We begin to, amen, not operate into the full potential of God. We are sometime in, amen, and we think just giving God, my God, the sometimes and all this kind of stuff. Y'all see me up in here. I don't know if you see me or not. My screen fading in and out. Y'all see me, amen. And we begin to give God just a smidget of just a little bit, amen. But then we want him to pour out a full glass, a full cup, amen. We want God to pour out something full, but yet we don't give him nothing full. We want God to release something full, but yet we are not giving him something full. He said the problem with the people is not, watch this, it's not what I have for them, and they know what I have for them is not due to them. It is due to them. That's why they feel it. That's why they have expectation. That's why they can feel I'm up to something. That's why. He said the problem is they need to be released. It's nothing to be released unless it's activated. Yeah, hear me up in here. It has to be activated first before the release to begin to come into individual life. How can the car, my God Almighty, drive if the car is not, watch this, engaged in activation or the ignition is turned on? All you're going to do is begin to put a car, and it might, if it does go into gear, it may roll. It just depends if it's up the hill, down the hill, or whatever, what it's going to do. It has to be what? Activated. So God says, he said, a problem that the body of Christ having and many of those that is having in the ADM is activating the full potential. He said, don't you go after just a blessing no more or being blessed. You need to go after the full potential of him, the full potential of being whole, the full potential of financial freedom, the full potential of having your peace of mind. He said, no longer you can jumping and shouting just for a blessing, because the blessing is not sustaining many of you, but just for a moment. He said, I don't run, my God, a generic brain clinic. I run something that's going to put you in, my God Almighty, in the surgery room for you, my God, have what the scripture declares, everlasting. Is anybody there? Is anybody there? I said, God, so what are you saying? I said, watch this. I said, what are you saying? What do you want me to tell the people? He said, look. He said, right now, it's an expectation in the air. Right now, they can feel that you're going to get ready to do something. Right now, it is so. He said, right now, it is so. He said, but he said, they first have to begin to be fully in position. In other words, let's stop being in position for one area in our life, and let's get in position for the He said, I want to release full, all that partial stuff. This is the problem. They get partial, amen, but they are not getting full, amen. They're not getting full. To do it, to get something from God, you have to do what? Do it God's way. And once you do it God's way, all you're waiting on is time. Amen. It's time. I'm not having an expectation. It's going to happen. It's just in a matter of time. I get prepared for what's going to come. It's a matter of time. If anybody know me, especially we in business and also in the restaurant, I begin to adapt. So not I know what's going to come. So I prepare. It's just a matter of time. And when the time catches up, my God, to where I'm at, what's going on now? The blessings of the Lord is going to chase you down. Can I go ahead and give you a revelation of that? The timing of the Lord is chasing you down, and it's going to get ready to run you over. But are you ready for the timing of God to come in and fully overtake your life? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to have some issue with this phone, this Zoom, because I've been on luck this camera right now. Amen. Are you ready for the timing of God?
Right.
The set timing, the morning timing of God to come in, overtake your what? Your life.
Right.
And when the timing of God, not the blessings, but the timing of God, the timing of your peace, the timing of your health, the timing of your finances, the timing of everything that God has for you to overtake your life and run you down. Are you ready? Are you ready? Holler at your boy. Y'all holler. Wait, just wave your hand across the screen. Just, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you. That just give me a minute to get my breath back. That's all. My God almighty. The timing of God. So order for, watch this, only the timing, watch this, I want to go slow. I really don't want to go slow, but I have to go slow. I want you to miss it. The timing of God only recognize the position that you supposed to be in, the order of the position of your life. If it miss you, that means you miss your transportation. Because you wasn't in place. I don't call Marta bus. Amen. That first man, I mean, first lady, first year together. I'm talking about, I used to ride Marta, and I used to ride train station and everything. They had a set timing that you had to be at a location. And if you wasn't there at that location, they ain't finna wait up on you and say, well, he used to be here all the time. And since he used to be here all the time, you know, let's wait up on him. He just got a little lateness going on this morning. Everybody have their mornings like that. You know, everybody have their days. So I'm just going to wait on him. And, you know, my God almighty, yes. Like, why are we waiting, y'all? Y'all just good old spirits in him. My God, sweet Lord. Sweet. But the timing. Then the, watch what? If I don't make it, it leaves. Watch this. Then I have to wait on another one to come. Watch this. I want y'all to catch this. One timing works with the next timing, works with the next timing. It works with the next timing. So if I miss my bus, that's a song. I missed the bus. Stay focused. Okay. If I miss one timing, watch this, and I'm late for missing that timing or that bus, even if I get on the next bus, I'm going to be late for my next appointment.
Late.
Y'all hear me? So now I miss that appointment, and I got food on the stove that I need to get back in time. Watch this. If I don't cut that appointment off early, I'm going to miss that next bus. So watch this. Something in my life is not going to get the full potential because I'm constantly trying to play catch up.
Amen.
And I'm cutting because I'm trying to play catch up to catch the next appointment. Why? Watch this. Why? Because I went to bed too late. And I didn't hear that alarm clock. Well, I set that alarm clock early. I set it 30 minutes early. I know I did. And when it began to, I hit the snooze button. I threw something at the thing. And I know I had a few minutes. So I looked at the clock. I said, I got a few minutes. Let me go back in and lay down again. I lay it back down. And some of us, oh, God, I was just in this good dream. I was just in this good prayer. And I just seen you speaking to me. I seen you speaking. Lord have mercy. It's so good. Let me just go back and get it. This long clock just took me out of spirit. So I go back and get it. It was too good. I said that because I want to share this. The enemy makes you back into things good. And you got to discern if this goodness is from God or this goodness that is bringing in my life is something trying to set me back to cause me to be late.
Right, yeah.
For my set appointment with God. So watch this. I got up early. I'm ready. I'm all fresh. I done did all this stuff here. Now I got to get to the location.
Mm-hmm.
Me getting up and begin to get myself together, that's preparation. Watch this. It's preparation in two forms. The first form is my destination. God always deal with your destination, then bring you back to prepare you. So if I'm going to a job interview, watch this, I prepare my wardrobe or my look for professionalism to where I'm going. That's my destination, right? Then my other form of preparing, watch this, my other form of preparing is preparing for the element that is outside. A miniskirt in a nice professional blazer might be suitable for the destination, but it's not suitable for the cold weather out the door. Yeah, y'all hear me?
Amen. Amen.
A trench coat. Is there? Y'all lost me. Man, my thing there.
Who you want to buy it off? Oh, stuff. Yeah, that's true. It wasn't plugged in.
I'm here, man. Yeah, it wasn't plugged in. All right, nice shot.
That's the cold ones.